critics of the fishing industry have long suspected that cheap, obscure, abundant fish are often mislabeled and sold to consumers as pricier varieties, and a letter in the latest edition of the journal Nature is sure to heighten those concerns. It reports a series of genetic tests seem to show that more than three-quarters of the red snapper sold at some fish markets isn't red snapper at all. NPR's John Nielsen has more.
Exercises set up to teach biologists basic laboratory skills rarely end up in the pages of prestigious scientific journals. But Peter Marco of the University of North Carolina says that's just how the red snapper study started.
Well, I was looking for a class project for a group of graduate students who needed to learn how to sequence DNA.
Marco, a marine biologist, asked his students to sequence DNA taken from red snapper, a popular pricey whitefish sold all over the United States. To test a rumor that cheaper fish were sometimes sold as red snapper, DNA from fish bought at markets in eight different states was extracted and then compared. Marco says he was stunned by what his students found.
About 77% of the samples were, in fact, not red snapper.
Most of the imposter fish turned out to be close relatives of the red snapper, which comes from the Gulf of Mexico. Marco says many of those other fish come from oceans on the far side of the world, adding that it is illegal to sell them as red snapper. This is one of those studies that raises more questions than it answers, however. Marco says the most important question by far is where the mislabeling took place.
Because they could be mislabeled at the retail level by grocers and people running restaurants, or they could be mislabeled much earlier on in the commercial process by fishers and fish dealers.
Marco says that last possibility scares him a little, since the catch reports submitted by dealers and fishermen are used to help set fishing quotas. But Rebecca Lent of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says she's confident that this didn't happen on the docks.
We have a requirement that red snappers must be landed with their heads and fins intact, so you can identify them when they're being offloaded.
Other critics note that Marco tested only 22 fish, calling this a sample size of very little value. Linda Candler, a spokesman for the fishing industry, says mislabeling does take place occasionally, but adds that she views it as an honest mistake. For his part, Marco says he started running more DNA tests on other species of fish in hopes that he will find out more about when lesser species are sold as high-priced product. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.